Robert, how are you today, man?
Real good. How are you guys?
I'm good, man. I like this whole event down there in Dinwiddie, Virginia. It's down below Richmond. People come from the Washington, D.C. area because the NHRA is really exciting.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
And you guys have one of the best racetracks in the country.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that.
If the conditions are right, it is going to be fast. So, yes, we came back last year after a little hiatus, and, you know, we were greeted with an unbelievable racing surface. And for us, that's fast. That means fast. If it's bumpy, you know, these 10, 11,000 horsepower cars have a hard time.
Oh,
and you guys have the flattest track in the country, and if we get some nice, cool conditions, that's going to mean fast times and maybe records.
Wow. It's supposed to be relatively cool this weekend and dry in this part of the country. So that's great, man. That might just be perfect for you. And this is wild because I'm thinking 10,000 horsepower, even a fast car is like 600 or 700 horsepower.
Yes, these cars are unbelievable. They go, you know, 0 to 100 in less than a second.
What?
And yeah. And you're going to see speeds of over 330 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
At one of these events, the fans are in for a real treat. Every one of your senses are just tested to the max. You feel these cars go down the track. You feel the ground shake. You smell it. You hear it. And what's cool about NHRA is every ticket is a pit pass. You guys can go behind the scenes if you're not wanting to watch racing or after a round of racing and come into pits and watch my team and other teams tear these engines apart, put them back together in less than an hour.
Wow.
A lot of entertainment for a day.
That is really cool. I mean, NASCAR, you get close to the cars, but you don't get to go down in the pit and watch the mechanics work. So, and these cars are going 300 miles an hour across land. What? That's an unbelievable thing. And now, has that progressed as time has gone on, or have they always been that fast?
No, it's a progression, definitely. You know, that's it started out, I think, 1990... two, somewhere in there was the first 300-mile-an-hour run.
Man.
Now I hold the speed record at 339.87 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. Did you leave a piece of your face back there somewhere?
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, fans ask me, did you know it was going that fast? Well, you really don't know it at the finish line, but out in the middle of the racetrack when the clutch is coming hard and that's where it's really pulling and making up some steam, that's when you know, boy, this thing is on a run.
Oh, my God. It is really crazy. And we're talking to Robert Height now. Your wife is John Force's daughter. Isn't that right?
Yes.
How about that? So there's a family connection here to racing, too. You were a fan, and then you became a driver. That's a cool story.
It is. I started as a crew member with John, and, you know, it is definitely a family affair. John's daughters drive. I race against John. It's quite a, you know, I think John won the first Virginia race ever. And then last year when we came back after a few years being gone, Courtney, his daughter, won Funny Car. So those are big milestones. And I haven't got a win yet in Richmond, and I'm hoping this is the year because we're off to a really good start. I'm leading the points. I've won 3 of 7 races. And there's one of them that I want to put on my mantle, and that's a Richmond trophy.
Yeah, this is the Virginia Nationals this weekend, the NHRA. I got to wonder, do you make enough money when you win to pay for the car and all the different things that go into racing this thing?
Unfortunately, no. But that's why we have sponsors on the side.
Right.
You know, I drive a Camaro, so Chevrolet's a big backer.
Mm-hmm.
AAA of Southern California is my sponsor. John, sponsored by Peak. Brittany, sponsored by Advance Auto. And then Austin Proc, our new driver, he's sponsored by Montana Brands and Rocky Mountain Twist.
Right on.
So got to have those big names on the side. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible for us to get out there and entertain the fans.
Well, that's great that you can do it, man. And that's this weekend. Do you have a schedule? Like, do you know what time you begin? It begins on Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, Friday. We make 2 qualifying runs Friday. I think it's 2:30 and 5:30.
Uh-huh.
And then on Saturday, it's like 12 and 3. And then Sunday eliminations. The top 16 in each class will start out eliminations. And we start at noon, and get down to one car. And hopefully at the end of the day, we're standing there in the winner's circle having a beer.
That is fantastic. Yeah, Sunday, the Midway opens at 10, but you'll, like you said, start seeing some racing at noon. And, you know, Saturday is a big day, too. That's all day, and the Midway opens at 9:30 on Saturday. You can make a day out of this, and I bet you you can take a couple of people, you know, family or whatever, and have a good day and not spend your whole paycheck.
Oh, exactly. I think kids 12 and under are free.
Whoa!
And, oh, yeah, it's great. And I promise you, if you want your favorite driver from NHRA's autograph, you're going to get it this weekend.
That's wild. You know, these guys are true athletes, too. If you can handle a machine going 300 miles an hour, you can't be thin and weak. No, you can't. You got to be hands on the wheel, two hands and strong. Thank you, Robert, man. I wish you all the best.
Hey, thanks, guys. And if you're out the track, be sure and stop by and say hi.
Oh, well, I have a ticket, so I think you're going to see me, and I love it. I love it.
Good, good.
All right, man, all right. Rock on. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys.
You bet, man. 25th anniversary, Virginia Motorsports Park, and it is the Virginia Nationals. Get there.